This week's parsha starts off, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Boy el paroi, ki ani hichbadati es liboi. And the Mephoshim ask a question, the Balatirim and other Mephoshim, why does the Pusik say, Boy el paroi, come to paroi, and not lech el paroi, go to paroi? So said the Mezid Shemagid, a pshat as follows. He said this over to the Rebbe Reb Zisha when he brought him his son, when he became bar mitzvah. He brought him for brucha to the Mezid Shemagid. And the Mezid Shemagid said to him, you should always know wherever you're going with Hashem. Hashem is with you. So Moshe Rabbeinu has to go to Paroi. Must have been very scary. Going into that palace there, Chazal tell us, he had lions there which could straight away kill anybody who came without permission, soldiers who were instructed to kill anybody who came in without authorization. Shem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Boy el Paroi, come with me, I'm going to Paroi. You just have to come with me. If it would have said, Lech el Paroi, Lech el Paroi means go by yourself. Boy el Paroi means come with me to Paroi. I'm going, says Ribbono shel Olam. You just need to come with me to Paroi. And this is a gewaltige chizik. Often a person in life feels that he's by himself. No one to help him. No one to go with him. A yid always has to remember the Ribbono shel Olam is constantly with us in every situation, in every matzav, and wherever we are going, it's the bechina of Boy el Paroi. The Ribbono shel Olam is going, we just have to have that emina that we are going together with the Ribbono shel Olam. And the Bi'an Rebbe Shlita told me once this yesod, which is also very much negeya now with the mechuma going on in Eretz Yisrael, and people are worried. What's going to be? We're already over 3 months and there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. So the Pusik says, Ribbono shel Olam tells Klal Yisrael, Ki mei seischa me'eretz Mitzrayim areni niflois. That le'usid lovoi, when Mashiach is going to come, we're going to see niflois like took place at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just like at the time of Sisham was gewaldig in Nisim, ki mei seischo mez Mitzrayim, so areni nifluois, they're going to be gewaldig in Nisim and nifluois. So the Bi'an Rebbe told me, so let's have a look. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Paroi together with Aaron HaKohen. There was an entire year of Esem Makos. Did he achieve his goal? Was he able to convince Paroi to give in? Not at all. Paroi remained defiant until the very end, until after Makkos Bechoiros. And when Paroi finally did give in, it wasn't because of Moshe Rabbeinu, it was because of the Ribbono shel Olam. Makkos Bechoiros states in the Torah, V'hikei si kol bechoi. And we say it in the Haggadah, Lela Seder, we say, Ani v'loi malach, Ani v'loi shliach, Ani hi v'loi ache. It was the Ribbono shel Olam who he was the one to make Paroi give in. It wasn't actually Moshe Rabbeinu or Aaron HaKohen. And this is what's going to be Le'usid Lovoi. We're going to look around us where Ma'ayin Yuvoi Ezri. Who is going to help us? Who is going to save us? And just like then in Mitzrayim, the Hishtadlus didn't work. It was only the Ribbono shel Olam. So it's going to be Le'usid Lovoi, Ki mei seischo mez Mitzrayim, areni niflois. We have to daven to the Ribbono shel Olam, and the Ribbono shel Olam, he is going to save us from all our enemies, and through that will be Zoicha to go to Eretz Yisrael with Bias Mashiach, Omen Ken Yerutzayim. As written later on in the Pasha, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayoyim Hashem el Moshe, Oid nega echad ovi al paroi val Mitzrayim. I'm going to bring one last makkah, the makkah of Makkas Bechoyres. And says Rabbi Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, Dabino ba'oznei ho'om, I want you to speak to all of Klal Yisroel, V'yishali ish ma'eis ra'ehi. And every man should ask from his friend, the isha and every lady, ma'esra isa, from her friend, klei kesev, the klei zuav, silver and gold kalim. The Rishonim ask a gewaldige kasha on this pusik. We have a rule, and this is a Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us that goyim are never referred to as ra'ehi, as our friends. Our friends refers only to Yidden, Acheini B'nai Yisroel, and the Gemara learns this out from a Beferish Pusik, written when one ox gores another ox, Ki Yigach Shoy Ish Shoy Ra'ehi. This halach only applies if a Yid's ox gores another Yid's ox. It doesn't apply if a Yid's ox gores, hurts a Goysha person's ox. How can it be, Fregen the Rishonim, that here Klal Yisrael were commanded to ask, every man should ask from his friends, and every lady from her friends. The Egyptians were not our friends, they were our enemies. Why are they being referred to as our friends? Zuk the Vilna Gaon and the Chiddush Arim both say the exact same identical word, that this pusik ra'ehi is not referring to the Egyptians. Hashem wanted that the Yidden should go and borrow from the Mitzriim, their enemies, the klei kesev, the klei zuav, not really borrow them, take them. And the Mitzriim are going to hand them over. How do you expect that somebody who is your sworn enemy is going to hand over to you their most precious klei kesev, klei zuav? How is this going to happen? So says the Rabbeinu Shloilem to Klal Yisroel, what you need to do is, between yourselves, you need to work on your own Ahavas Yisroel. Every person should borrow from his friend, from his fellow Yid. Everybody should go and knock on their friend's door. Can you lend me your watch? Can you lend me your diamond brooch? Can you lend me your beautiful necklace? And when Yidden are doing chesed, one with the other, in that chis, then there will be zoicha, that the Mitzriim afterwards will also then give them their klei kesev and klei zuav. So tells us the Torah, as Yidden were commanded, v'yishali ishma esra'i, every man should borrow from his fellow Jew, v'isha ma'esra isa, and every lady from her fellow Jew, their klei kesev and their klei zuav, and through that afterwards, the Mitzriim will also give us their klei kesev, the klei zuav. A gewaldig yisod, if we want that the goyim should behave to us and to be mechabed us, it all depends on the way how we behave bein udam lechaveroi. And the Chofetz Chaim, in his Sefer Ahavas Chesed, this is in Chelek Beis, Perek Hei, quotes this yisod from a chazal in Tuna Devei Eliyui. Chazal tell us in Tuna Devei Eliyui as follows, Keshahoyi Yisrul b'Mitzrayim, when the Yidden were still in Egypt, Korsi Bris Yachad, they made the bris together, Shiyasi Gemilis Chasudim Ze Im Ze. In Mitzrayim, the Yidden made a bris between themselves. They're going to do chesed one with the other. Freik the Chofetz Chaim, what was this bris that Chazal are referring to? Why suddenly did they make this bris? And he writes here words which are very negaya for us at the moment. Elo he'inyan hikach. The pshat is as follows. Kesheru Yisrul she'ein shim eitzer. When the Yidden saw there's no other way lehinutzel megezeroisov shelparoi. There's no way that we can save ourselves from all the gezeros of paroi. V'hashibet hoylech emizgabe yoim yoim. And the gulas and the suffering is going, getting worse and worse day by day. Hiskimi b'neim. They came to the realization that there's no other etzer. They have to start doing chesed one with the other. And al yedezeh yisoyre gam lemale chesed Hashem yisborch aleihem. Through this there will be ma'oyre, that the Rebbeinu should have chesed and rachmunas on them. V'yivatli gezeirosov shel paroi. And through this should become butl the gezeiros of paroi. Iva emes kein hoye levasov. Writes the Chofetz Chaim, and this is what happened. Shedovazeh hoye sibbe legeila. This was the reason why and how Yidden came out of Gulas Mitzrayim. It's a new insight. We always thought that just what happened was Yidden stood on the side, they were spectators, and they watched what was going on. There was Eser Makas, one Makas, second Makas, third, till eventually Makas Bechoyres, Paro gave in. Says the Chofetz Chaim, no, it didn't go as easy as that. It was only because the Yidden had started to do chesed one with the other. This was ma'oira that the Rebbeinu Shem Shnav Rachmunas and Klal Yisrael, and through that we were taken out of Mitzrayim. And it is actually, this Yisod is Nogaya for us as well nowadays. There is a Gemara Yerushalmi. This is in Sanhedrin, Perek Yid, Halucha Aleph. Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu LeYisrael. Says Rabbi Shem to Klal Yisrael, Imre Isim Schis Ovois Shemota V'Schis Imohois Shenismoitata. If you see, unfortunately, the Schis of the Ovois and the Imohois is no longer seeming to protect us. Lechi V'Hivdavki B'Chesed. Go and do Chesed, and then we'll be Zoicha, that the Rabbi Shem will say, V'Chavdi Me'imach LaYumish Omer Merachamei Hashem. In order to rekindle the Rachmunas of Hashem and Klal Yisrael, we need to do chesed one with the other. And finishes off the Chofetz Chaim again with the most original pshat, but this comes from Chazal in the Pusik in the Shira. We say in the Shira, next week's Pasha, Nochisa Bechazdecho Amzi Goalta. Which literally means, as Rabbeinu Shel Olam Nachisa B'Chazdecho, he guided Klal Yisrael with his chesed, Amzi Goalta. Quotes the Chofetz Chaim in Mechilta, Nachisa B'Chazdecho Zi Gemilis Chesed, B'Shvil She'usi Chesed Eili Im Eili. Because the Yidden were doing chesed one with the other, Nis'oire Gam Chavdo Shel Kodesh Baruch Hu Aleihem V'Go'olam. And through that, they were Zoicha to the Ge'ilah. And we can understand this further as follows. We know in Parshas Shemois, when Dothan and Aviram reported Moshe Rabbeinu, there were Masad Moshe Rabbeinu to Paroi, that he had hit the Mitzri, state in the Pusik, V'yoyma Uchein Noida Hadova. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, Noida Hadova. The matter's become known, it's become revealed. Says Rashi, Noida Li Hadova. Now I understand why Klal Yisrael is suffering in this Gulas Mitzrayim. Says Rashi, because I see, unfortunately, that they are Balei Lashon Hara. I see that there's no Achdus and there's no Ahava between one Yid and another. So if this is the cause of Gulas Mitzrayim, so we understand, in order to be redeemed from Mitzrayim, there has to be Ahavas Yisrael and Gemilas Chasudim, one with the other. Chazal tell us, the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadik Chesom Ebeis, Mayase Udam V'Yenutzel Michevle Moshiach. What should a person do to save himself from the Chevle Moshiach, which means that before Mashiach is going to come, which is nowadays, there will be what's called the birth pangs, the birth pains of Mashiach. It will be a painful period for Klal Yisrael before Mashiach comes. And Chazal tell us, but a person can save himself from the Chevlei Mashiach. How can he save himself? Tells us the Gemara, Yasek b'Toyra evegemilas chasudim. You need two things. Toyra, we understand, but that's not enough. Bein Udam Lamukim isn't enough. There has to be the Gemilas Chasudim, the Bein Udam Lechaveroi as well. When we have that together, then we'll be Zoicha to be saved from the Gemilas Chasudim. And we have another Gemara, a Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kif Lametesu Medalef, Oma Illa, Ein Yishalayim Nifta Ella Bitstoka. Klal Yisrael will only be redeemed through Tzedakah, Shenema, a well-known pusik, Tzion b'mishpat p'tipoda b'shoveyo b'tzedakah. Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Yishlaim will be redeemed b'shoveyo b'tzedakah. When Yidden are doing tzedakah, one with the other. There's a story told over from the Rebbe, Rebbe Menel Rimnava, in the graves of Tzadikim 200 years ago. The Russian army once came to the town of Rimenov, and they were looking for a large building where the troops could stay. And they saw the Grosser Beis Hamedish of the town. There was a big shul in the town, the main shul. And they saw, oh, this building, this is just right for their troops. So they straight away took over the shul, and all the troops came there. And you can imagine the Yidden and Rimnov were very upset. This was the large shul of the town. And the Goyshe soldiers are eating and sleeping there and desecrating the shul. And they made an emergency meeting by the Rebbe Mendel Rimnov at home. What could they do somehow to get the army, the troops, out of their building? And one of the people there piped up and he said, it's not a problem. They're not going to stay there long. There's a hole in the roof. And every time it rains in on the shul. As soon as it starts raining, they're going to leave the shul. So we don't have to worry. And when Ramendra Rimnava heard this, he was taken aback. He said, what? There's a hole in the roof? Why didn't you repair the hole? Nah, we never got round to it. It's been for some time already. Yeah, we manage. But they won't like it. They're sleeping. It's going to be raining on their heads. They're going to leave. Said the Rebbe Ramendra Rimnava, we've got to repair the shul straight away. The roof has to be repaired right now. So they were taken aback. Said Rebbe, now? They're taking it over. Why do we need to repair it for them? Once they leave, we can repair it. Said Ramendra Rimnava, very deep insight. He said, if they see that we are not mechabed our own shul, how do you want that they should be mechabed the shul? But if they see that we are being mechabed our shul and we're repairing the hole, then we can hope that they should also realize that they have to be mechabed our shul as well. But we first have to be mechabed the shul. So they repaired the hole, and a day or two later, they announced that they'd found a different building which was more suitable for them, and they all left. So this is this yesod. If we want that the goyim should be mechabed us, if we want that the goyim should look up to us, then it all depends how we behave. Bein udom lechaveroi. When we are being mechabed, all yidden, one another, then we can hope in Yitz Hashem, the goyim should be mechabed us as well. It says further in the parsha, v'hoi ki yoimri aleichem b'neichem mo ha'voida hazois lechem, a pusuk we all recognize from the Haggadah. V'amartem, and you should explain to them that this Korban Pesach is a Zevach Pesachi Lashem Asher Pusach Al Butei B'nei Yisroel. The Hashem passed over the houses of Klal Yisroel. If we look in the Psikim, we'll find something very interesting. Every time when it's mentioned about the Yidden, Hashem passing over, it's never mentioned Hashem passed over the Yidden. Hashem passed over the houses of the Yidden. Shapusach al Butei B'nei Yisroel. They could just have said Shapusach al B'nei Yisroel. Passover the Butei B'nei Yisroel. we thank Hashem as Butei B'nai Yisrael Hitzil. They had to put the blood on the outside post of the house. V'hoye Hadam Le'ois Al Habatim. The blood had to be a sign about the house. They were commanded Al Yetze Ish Min Pesach Beisoy Adboike. The night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Makkos B'chayos, they were not allowed to leave their houses. What is all this? The house, the Yiddish house. We're speaking about the house. In last week's Pasha, when Moshe Rabbeinu went out to the Nile, and he changed all the blood, all the water in Mitzrayim into blood, it's written in the Pusik that after this happened, Vayifim Paroi, Vayuvoy El Beisoy, Veloishos Liboy Gamlezois. Paroi turned aside, he went home, and he took no notice. The Sefer Sif Tzadik from Pinchas Menachem from Pilz was a brother-in-law of the Sfas Emes. Fregte Gewaldige Kasha. There's no extra words in the Torah. What is the Torah telling us? That after Makkos Dam had occurred, Moshe Rabbeinu had in front of Paroi's eyes made all the water in the Nile change into blood. Paroi turns aside, he came home, and then he took no notice. It's mashma that in the beginning he did take notice, and then something changed, something happened. Zug the Sif said, Tzadik a gewaldi gewalt. We can imagine that when Paroi, and he was bathing in the Nile at the time, he's sitting there bathing in this nice water, in front of his eyes, he's in the water, and it changes to blood. You can imagine he got the shock of his life. And he got the shock of his life, and he realized the game is over. That's it. He can't fight Moshe Rabbeinu. And he's going to give in. So what happens? Tells us the Torah, you know what happened? Vayuvoy el beisoy. Azoiv is a haim gekimen. Veloy shos liboy gam lezois. He came back to his palace, sat on his royal throne, surrounded by all his guards and his soldiers and his ministers. Then he suddenly remembers, he thinks, a minute, I think Moshe Rabbeinu has forgotten who he's dealing with. I'm Paroi Melech Mitzrayim. Nobody's pushing me around so quickly. So he came home, and because he was surrounded in his environment of his house with his guards and his everything else, so that his oiris, which he had just disintegrated and vanished. This is the power what a person has inside his house. This in English is a saying, every man is the king of his castle. In your own house, you're the king of your castle. Paroi came home, he suddenly forgot about Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a Goyish house. A Yiddish house is just the opposite. The Yiddish house, the Bayis Ne'emon BeYisrael, this is our protection. This is our Shemira. Writes Reb Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, just like the Yidden in Mitzrayim were told, Al Yetz Ish Mi Pesach Beisoy Ad Boiker, the Ge'il is only happening in the morning. Tonight is the last night of the Gulis. Stay at home. Don't leave the confines of your home. Writes Reb Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, so it is throughout Gulis. A Yid has to know we belong in our homes. A Yiddish home, a Yiddish atmosphere. Don't go out of the confines of your home. Now, who makes the home? The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, in Daf Kif Yud Ches, Omer Reb Yosi, said Reb Yosi, Miyumai loikarisi leishti ishti ela beisi. I never referred to my wife as my wife. I referred to my wife as my home. The wife, she is the akeres habayis. She is the mainstay of the home. It's the wife who she puts the atmosphere into the home. Said Reb Yosi, you know whose credit it is? it's not my wife. She's not just merely my wife. I'm the main person and she's just my wife. She is the bias. Like Karisi le ishti ishti ela basi. This is the role of the Yiddish mama, that she establishes the house. And it's the house which this is the shmira for Klal Yisroel. And we have a lushan in Medrash HaGudl, the very beginning of Sefer Shemois. For Eile Shemois b'nei Yisroel habu Mitzrayma. These are the names of all the Yidden who came down, the Shulten came down to Mitzrayim. Es Yaakov, Ish Ibeisoi Bui. They came down, every man, Ibeisoi, and his house. What does this mean, and his house? Says the Medrash, a Grois HaChiddush. Yaakov Avini was very worried. How will his Einiklach and his great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren going to survive in Gulas Mitzrayim? So before he came down to Mitzrayim, tells us the Medrash, Yaakov Avini married off all his offspring. Every single person had to be married. Ish ibeisoi boy. Af palu v'chetzun shahoyi ben shuna ben shunosayim. Even the einiklach who are 1 and 2 year old babies, Hiskini lam noshim. They're ready prepared. One day, this is going to be your wife. One day, she will be your wife. Why? Dichsiv ish ibeisoi bui. In order that they shouldn't mix and assimilate amongst the goyim. So this is the ish ibeisoi bui. And this was the nest of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem told the Yidden, take the blood. V'hoyi la'ois al habatim. This is a sign about the house. This is the chashivas of a Yiddish house. And that's why it says in the Torah, Epusach, the Boishim passed, al bute b'nei Yisrael. Not just merely over the Yidden, but over the houses of the Yidden. It's the Yiddish shtib, which that is our, the shmira for us in Gulas. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went to warn Paroi about Makas Bechoros, he told him as follows, there's going to come Makas Bechoros, and then, V'yodi kol avodecho elai. He was speaking in the palace, and Paroi was surrounded by all his guards, and his ministers, and his soldiers. He says, all your servants who are here, they're going to come running, v'shtachavi leimo, they're going to bow down to me, saying, say ato, v'chol ho'om asher b'raglecho. Just to go out, leave Mitzrayim. Freik the Or HaChayim HaKudosh a gewaldige kasha. There were probably lots of people there in their room. And no doubt there must have been some of them were Bechoirim, firstborn. And all the Bechoirim are going to die in Makas Bechoiris. So how could Moshe Rabbeinu tell Paroi, v'yodi kol avodecho eila eila. All the people who are here in the room, they're all going to come running to me. But if they're Bechoirim, that they will die in Makas Bechoiris. They won't be alive tomorrow. A gewaldige kasha. Zogt Or HaChaim HaKodesh a gewaldige teretz. Although all the Bechoirim died in Makas Bechoiris, those people who were in the room, in the palace of Paroi, those soldiers and ministers and whoever, they survived the Makas Bechoiris. They didn't die. Why? Because they had heard and they had witnessed how Paroi was mevaza the covered of Moshe Rabbeinu in front of them. Therefore, midah keneged midah, they needed to stay alive to see how Paroi is going to have a downfall and that Moshe Rabbeinu is correct. So they were kept alive, even if they were Bechoirim, in order that they should see the Mapula of Paroi in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Azoi zukt the Or HaChaim HaKodesh. And the Chasam Sofer writes the same Yesod to explain why Dusan and Aviron didn't die in Makas Choshech. If 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died, so why is it that Dusan and Aviron were such terrible shuim that they didn't die? Akasha which the Shoinim asked. Writes the Chasam Sofer, you know why? Because Dusan and Aviron were Mevazim Moshe Rabbeinu. Because they were Mavaza Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore they needed to stay alive to see the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. How Moshe Rabbeinu is going to take them out of Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu is Mekabel HaTorah. And I thought that with this can be a greater chizik for all of us. Because those Yidden who, as we know at the moment, unfortunately, we're all feeling with the COVID Hagulus, the difficulty of the Gulus, and we are hearing and mid-feeling the Tsar Shel Yisroel. It's just like those people in Paris Palace, and those of them were kept alive. They needed to witness the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. So Midah Toiva Meriba, Klal Yisroel, who they are mid-feeling the Tsar Hashchina and the Tsar Hagulus. So Avada, we should all be Zoyche Mitz Hashem, Bekurev, to see the Mapulev and all the Soyna Yisroel, and to be Zoyche, to come to Mashiach, with Mashiach, Tetz Yisroel, B'mheirev Yomeini, Omein.